Anthony Michael Hall, we know that you grew up in New York, but if you can tell me the first record you ever bought, I will tell you your height.
Very nice. Okay, ready? That's a fair deal.
Yes.
It was Quadrophenia by The Who.
Oh, well, the best, one of the best albums
ever.
Aha!
Then that would make you 5'10", my friend.
Just like you at 6'2", my friend.
So we first saw you in Lampoon and all of that, and those were your real braces, I'm presuming.
Correct.
How long
they
did you wear
themselves, those braces?
Oh, well, I was going to say, because you wore them for years. How many years did you have those things on?
Well, that those John Hughes films I refer to as the Puberty on Film trilogy.
Did they pay you guys
a
lot?
I wore them for all three, so at least 3 or 4 years, I would say.
Yeah, I was going to no, seriously, because I wanted those films were such huge smashes, and there's rarely a weekend you flip the box on and one of them isn't on.
Right.
I mean,
I'll
you know that.
Yeah, that's true.
So do you get residuals for that crap?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
That crap is paying me.
You bet. It's good stuff.
Hey, remind him before he goes, I need Molly Ringwald's home number.
I don't know if you want it anymore.
I'll get that to you off the air there.
Mailman, I don't know.
So 16,
you got that
16 candles with the underpants.
Very nice.
You would love
Still
it.
Have those.
Did you keep the undies?
I did.
You did. Yeah. And one of our producers here, Jay, has a question. Go ahead, Jay.
Well, first off, how bad did they smell?
No, no. They
went there, huh?
You knew he was going to go there. He's an idiot. What are you going to do with a kid like this?
Hey, Robin and Maynard, this is Dave Ross. A little friendly advice. Shut up!